Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, wishing you a good week ahead. I've just had a great week myself. Coming off last Sunday, Carroll County had the first, the inaugural veteran celebration for Carroll County. And this was a tremendous event. It all started with our Veterans Advisory Council. And this is a group that started, in 2012 as an advisory group for veterans to the commissioners. And we came up with the idea of having a veteran celebration in Carroll County. The mission was to provide, let everybody in the county know what is provided to a veteran in Carroll County. Things such as the Mad Dog Shuttle, that if a veteran needs to go to the VA hospital, they can be picked up, taken to the hospital. The shuttle will wait, bring them home at no charge to the veteran. The veteran service officers will help veterans get their with the help of a DD-214 or their veteran VA card for the services that they earned. Plus all the service organizations that are out there that help veterans become part of. So the idea was to have this celebration to bring all veterans together, and depends how you use the numbers, but it's between 10 and 12,000, we suspect, in Carroll County that at least responded to the census as being a veteran. But I wanted to thank the Veterans Advisory Council and the Carroll County Commissioners for helping fund some of this event. This was unbelievable the way it turned out. We put together a committee, too, a celebration committee, to help start this off. And we had some people from the county staff and from volunteers in the community and from the advisory council on this that just really helped put this together. Mark Fisher, who is now chairman of the advisory committee, chaired it. And with the help of Leslie Wagner, Gina Valentine, Chris Swam, Chris Weinbrenner, and a lot of other county staff, they were able to put this committee together and make the event come together as far as details. And a lot of little details have to come together for all the big things to work. And working with the Carroll County Farm Museum, it was such a pleasure. And Miss Jane Sewell is the new manager, and she and her staff did a tremendous job working with the committee to make this whole process work as far as the celebration. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the volunteers that helped at this event. We had people volunteering to help with all aspects of this. Just unbelievable amount of volunteers helping wherever they were needed, whatever they needed to do. If it was just helping people guide them in the parking, whether it was guiding them through what's available, it was tremendous, the volunteers. We actually had more volunteers than we could almost use. But I talked to all our service organizations, and I'm looking at the American Legion, the VFWs, the Marine Vets, just to name a few. They each had a booth there. They talked to veterans about what they do in the county and all the money they raise to help veterans in the county, different events. I didn't talk to one that was not appreciative for being there for these events. I talked to some of our service officers that help veterans get the services they need. And many of them left with a tablet full of names and phone numbers for people to contact later on in the next couple of weeks to help them get the services they need or can use. They may not need them yet, but later on they may. One other aspect of the whole program, and I do not want to forget, the sheriff's office really helped out. He had deputies on hand with everything from color guard to the loan of Detective Earhart, who sang the national anthem. And I must say, I was totally amazed at his voice and way he handled that. This was really, an outstanding event. And we had playing the Army Six-String Soldiers and out of Fort Meade as part of the Army band. They were phenomenal. I was impressed with them. And one person I want to really give a lot of credit to, Mr. Larry Burbank, Manchester. He's on the committee. He's the one responsible for getting the helicopter in and a lot of the military machinery at this display. And you think, wow, that was neat. But for the average family to come out, the kids to get in some of this equipment, the National Guard out of Camp Federate had a lot of equipment there. Children could sit in the seats, all unarmed, of course, and deal with, you know, what it was like to drive some of this military equipment. But sitting in the helicopter, I had one person comment to me, you know, I've really never been in one, but there's not much room. And no, there's not, but I made comment. Most people have a helmet on when they're in there. But the military presence here was really felt. People could see what some of the equipment we have and really have a chance to talk with people in the military at this point. And we had some antique pieces, too, that I want to appreciate that people brought out. One thing that the Farm Museum put together was a special military book, a children's book, coloring book, and kind of led them through a lot of the things that the children could do while they were at this event. And this was a family event. So it wasn't just for military personnel. It was for their spouses. It was for the kids. It was for anyone. And, oh, by the way, I did run into two World War II veterans where I was out there, and I was really glad to see them for what they added to this. It was, as I said, a great day. A couple thousand people attended, and I think next year, May 14th, if I think I have the date right, they're going to have another one. But that was the second part of the week. The first part was our County Staff Appreciation Day at the Shipley Arena. That was a great event, I must say. We have a lot of county people that really, you know, people say thank you, but give them a day of appreciation. The lunch provided for them is thank you for what you do. And, you know, I jokingly say sometimes, you know, a tree hits, falls over, and they have it sawed up and removed before it hits the road. And a lot of times in snow removal. They are out there removing snow, and I do get a lot of comments from people, the professional job they do, no matter what it is, whether it's a culvert, whether it's a drain, whatever the problem is, we have a staff, a county staff that responds, and they do a remarkable job. So it was really nice to just say thank you to everybody that works in the county that sometimes see once or twice a year, others I see all the time, but it depends where I'm traveling to. Okay, so my week of thanks for the Veterans Celebration and for our County Appreciation Day. But one thing I want to just, while I have a minute or two left here, is to the people of Carroll County. This is an election year coming up, and we're going to make some decisions on people running for various offices, no matter what it is. And I've had one question I ask every candidate out there. Where do you intend to be in 10 years? Now, why do I ask a question, where do you intend to be in 10 years? Because we have candidates that come in, want to run for office, they make laws, ordinances, make changes, and then they get out of office and leave the county. My thought is you should have to live with the changes you make and what you do while you're in office. That way, it makes you really think about what you're doing. You don't enact something if it's going to affect you, that's going to affect other people. It makes you really think through, do I really want this or not? Is this something good for every citizen in Carroll County? Or is it just something you want to get through? So one of the things, and I urge every one of you to ask any candidate, where do you intend to see yourself in 10 years? Should I elect you or not to make laws, changes, run the schools, do whatever the post is, whatever the office is, to ask that question? I think if you do that, you'll see where the candidates are and start to separate them. But beyond anything else, get out and vote. I think July 15th is the primary, and in November we have the major election. But ask the questions, research your candidates, and go out and vote. Please vote. And if you don't know it's election year, just look around the roads. You're starting to see signs pop up everywhere. So think about that question I ask everybody to ask. Well, looks like I'm out of time, but this has been a very good week, and it's going to be a good week ahead. So this is Commissioner Richard Weaver wishing you all best of luck this week. Thank you.